Still loves them chicken. Let's delve into darkness.
What the fuck is a Crax Ultima?
Oh my god, we forgot about chickens have to be delivered in a Thomas engine.
That was that, and I'm back in my normal voice again. You must forgive old Craxity for using the mixer once in a while. After all, it's been a while, actually, since I've done a broadcast. It's been like 2 weeks, something like that. And this is the Barry Leach Chicken song. See you here in the background. Might I turn that down just a little bit? And seeing as I do, we've got a connection of the broadcast. I'm being heard, I hope. I didn't do much of a testing before all this kind of thing, because I've been a bit rusty, with flu and all that kind of shit. My parents had a flu recently as well, and I've heard many of my friends have also had the flu, so it's gone run around like a, what's it called, a pandemic or an epidemic or something. I guess the epidemic is a bit more local and the pandemic is like nationwide or something. And anyway, I'm taking a gander at the IRC and, well, what do I see? I see a lot of the usual suspects, aka listeners, that usually follow me around the Thursday evening time. Which, believe it or not, we're at night time right now. And I see we have got, Blitzed from California, I believe. We got Dumper here as well as Local Hoster. Yeah, I got your name right this time. Local Hoster. Or I used to call you Leicester, just because you didn't have any vowels. Because they have these restrictions in the IRC. You cannot use any more than, like, what, 9 characters? I suffer myself, otherwise I would be Crux Ultima. Which I'm not on the IRC. Yeah, that's the character limit. We got Breck and we've got Ziona joined us in recently, and as well as DW. So, Arriba, I suppose. You're from Mexico and you're a long time listener. First time I saw you was on a BBB, and that goes to many of you others as well. Let's see, did I forget anyone? Coop Dot is here as well. Yeah. So, I'm Boyer. Hello to you, Boyer and Coop Dot. I think I've covered most of those who, well, there are, of course, many people that I've forgotten. But, hell, those are the people I saw after I checked in on the chat. So, what you're hearing in the background, as I mentioned, that is, the chicken song by Barry Leach. One of the many, many, many wonderful tunes that Barry Leach has made over the years. The 80s and 90s. He's mostly known, of course, for the Supercars music and the Lotus trilogy on the Amiga, of course. Why don't I just stop babbling for a minute and start playing the requests? Because there has been a few requests, 4 of them to be precise, and 2 of them is tagged for a plaging. Plaging, is that a word I just made up myself? Pararam here, excuse me for the popping in the mic, it's because it's a terribly wide pickup range, that's why. And even I use a spit guard doesn't really help. I just have to reduce the gain. Pararam wanted a Sid. So I'll start off with a Sid, I suppose, as well as you hear in the background. And then after I play a couple of tunes, I'll go right into some interesting news that I've covered in latest couple of days. Nothing important, it's just, let me say it's of astronomical proportions. Anyway, Sven Appel, aka Remo, did an original Sid, which is I'm kind of confounded about, because it's like 2 subtunes, and you didn't mention which one of those that you wanted, so I'll play both of them, actually. For you, Pararam. Anyway, it's a Beat Diz. That's what it's called, Beat Diz. Beat Diz. So, anyway, I'll have them loaded up and I'll play them one after the other. They're very short, anyway. So, enough of that chicken bullshit. I'm gonna be playing this Beat Diz. Both of them, it'll take a maximum of 4 minutes, I believe. But they're good. I heard them in the right before starting this. We'll be right back. typical of SIDS, right? sudden abruptions, and here's the other one. Beat this, excuse me, by Sven Appel, aka Remo. That was that, and yeah, let's see, Pararam, of course, Pararam wanted that one. And you must let me know in the chat if you're an active listener, whether or not I'm speaking too loud in the mic. If it's too loud and in accordance to the background music, let me know. I'll try reducing the gain on the mic. Hopefully that won't destroy your eardrums all that bad. You see, Crack City here has recently suffered a flu, along with his whole family. So it's gone round and round and round. I'm not sure if I'm really healthy as of this moment. We're at the end of February. Two or three weeks ago I got the flu, and I hope I'm healthy enough. I'm feeling really great anyway, so I'll be able to stick with you these 3 hours, no problem. It's just that I'm not sure whether or not my mouth and my brain and my ears will cooperate all around. So therefore I appreciate any feedback, whether or not the levels between what you hear and what I actually say is okay or not. At least there are no cracks. No, absolutely no cracks. I've stopped cracking years ago. Since getting a new computer and the mixer, none of the old problems I used to have a couple of years ago, they're all vanished, I assure you. Well, shall I just move on to the next request, actually, because, we're already 15 minutes into this thing, so I better hurry up then. I know that requests start pouring in after about an hour, and I know that from experience, you see. Breck. Hello, Breck, you're with us on the IRC, I know that. You wanted some Forbidden Forest thing. And you say the DJ's choice, thank you. So, that means I can select one. I have selected two of them, actually. Just like the previous thing you just heard, as was a double feature, I guess this one will be as well, because I've selected both the Mucky version and the Martin Dodd version. I like them both equally much. I think I'll start out with the Mucky version. It's a little bit more hectic than the Dodd version, which is more of a exit tune appropriation. I'll play this one for you, both of them. First Mucky and then Martin Dodd without much interruption. We'll be right back. Well, at least there was no interruption during the tune. Here's Martin Dodd version. AKA Purgatory Mix, and the previous one was called the Spider Surfing Mix.
Interrupting anything, am I?
Excuse me a little bit. I just wanted to make sure one technical little detail here. Slagon informs me that he can hear some room in the background. Now that I muted the background music, can you still hear me fine? Or is there any bullshit in the background right now? Just before I start playing next tune, I just wanted to make sure. I could change the microphone into another channel. I got like 2 stereo and 4 mono channels. I'm not using the same one as I used like last time. That's all. Just a little technical check. Just wanted to make sure if there is something that I can do something about. And if me talking into the mic sounds fine now, then I know exactly what to do. If it doesn't, well, I'll try something else. I'll just change the mic levels. I'll play the rest of the tune, maybe, and If you can hear me just now, then there is no really no real reason to worry. Do you all hear me? Can you hear me now? Is everything fine? Hello, hello. I can hear myself right fine well over the headphones. This is fucking weird, man. Yeah, I'm talking straight into the mic, Slagon, I am. But I tried to switch between the 5th and the 6th channel. Let me know, people, if everything's sounding right about now. Because if it doesn't, I might have to quit this thing. I've tried the 2 main stereo channels on the mixer. So let me know. If you can hear me, everything's fine. Yeah, Bushi confirms you can hear me. But what about you, Slagon? I know you're listening. Is everything fine now? Can I continue? Right? Because all I'm using now, right now, is the bed. I'm not playing a tune, it's just the background music. So, if I get a confirmation, I'll continue. But I'm guessing everything is fine, because I tried the number 6 channel, it didn't work at all. Or it was a slow upstart or something. I'm using a condenser, it takes like 15 or 20 seconds to acknowledge the signal. System, I don't know. The background is way too loud. Yes, I know. I'll tune it down. Actually, it doesn't sound too loud to me. That's still too loud. It could be an overfeed on the mic gain or something. I'm not sure. Well, all the values are sounding just fine. They're looking fine to me. I can't hear anything strange at all on my end. Turn the bed off. Yeah. Thank you, Slagon. So, yeah. There we go. Now you can hear me and there's no music. Is there still weird sounds in the background? Then I'll just end the show and I'll start again at 9 o'clock in that case. It's no problem for me. Turn your head away from the mic and talk a bit more. Yeah, if I turn away from the mic, what distance? You said you could hear something. A room. It could be a. There's a switch on the mic. Yeah, I could turn it to another decibel level. You're right. Is that better? I switched the decibel level. Is it too loud? Is it too noisy still? Or is it too low? Because if it's too low, I can just increase the gain. I switched the gain level on the mixer, and I also switched the decibel switch on the mic itself. Is it okay now? Yeah, this is a deluxe. This is really the BS show of the year, I suppose. Since I was using the number six channel the last time. You can still hear me, I suppose. I was using the number six channel last time, and it was like 2 weeks ago. Couldn't have gone that rusty. It's not possible. The room I hear is the actual room you're sitting in, says Legon. The test I wanted you to do was if there was another microphone capturing your voice. No, I don't suppose the laptop, I'm sitting on a laptop, is not capturing my voice right now, because it didn't the last time, and I've not changed the settings since. Let's see, I've never had this kind of problem before. Let's see here. Well, I go to sound settings, and all I can see, the only thing that's picking up sound right now is the USB mic, and that's one I'm using. There's no other, the mic on the laptop is not picking up anything. Explosives in the microphone. Really? Well, I'll try to, deactivate and, let's see. Yeah, well, I'll try to, is that better? No? No, it can't be. No, it should be double sound. It should sound as if I'm talking in through two microphones right about now. Because now the USB isn't even active right now. That's strange. Let's see here. Well, I deactivated everything that hasn't got anything to do with the USB. I know the USB is active because I can see the LED lights on the mixer. So I know the sound is going through. I know that. Let's see. I deactivate the whole thing then.